Hey, you seen that new Top Gun yet?
Amazing. Yeah, have. You haven't.
No, I have not yet. I have not. I think we're going to go this weekend, though, because we got...
I'm sure you will.
We got my daughter's first birthday on Friday, so we're going to have family in town. Mm-hmm. And so we'll have someone to watch the baby, because I don't want to be that guy that takes a baby
just
to the movie.
Just go see it, would you?
Yeah, I'm going to go this weekend.
Love of God.
You know what? Why don't you calm down, huh?
I haven't talked to anybody who was like, I thought it was okay. Everybody is like, dude, what? Wow. Yeah. Grandmas, grandpas, kids,
little babies,
cousins, everybody. It's the best thing. It really is. It's a great movie.
I'll go check it out this weekend. I promise. I'll make time. We'll have a sitter, and Kiki and I'll go and watch the movie.
It's real footage, man.
Real footage. I'm telling you. God, you don't need to sell me on it. I got it. I get it. It's good. It's a good movie. Whew. Understand? God, you're gonna have a seizure over there.
I want to be a Top Gun fighter.
Never gonna grow up. Never gonna happen ever. That ship has sailed, buddy boy. Anyway, we got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite. Hiring today, looking for that great career, room to grow, great starting pay, great benefits. Check out special-lite.com and I'll get started on that new career right here, Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today. If you were a street performer, how would you entertain people to make money? All right, you're out there, you're just, you know, got a little sign, maybe a
what
little
kind of
case
weird
there.
Talent do you have?
I don't know what I would do. I thought about this. I'm like, all right.
But you got to have talent to
exactly. I was like, okay, I could play the guitar enough, but not enough. You know, you see those videos of these street performers. People are just blown away. You got some guy, like, in the subway tunnel, like, just sitting there. Amazing voice, amazing skill. Like, I don't have that. I can play, like, a few songs, but no one's going to be like, all right, here's a... I mean, maybe they'd pay me $1 to shut the hell up.
That's all you need to know, though. Because, I mean, it's not like they're sticking around. It's just people walking by. They're only going to hear one song anyway. So, as long as you know one, you're...
No, then you get that one guy that like hangs around and he's like, well, all right, entertain me.
Don't you know any other damn tune?
No. Sure you do, lad. Play me that haunting air from this morning. So, I guess maybe that would be the only thing. I'd maybe just play a few songs, you know, and that would be it.
That's sad. It just proves you don't have any talents. I got lots of talents.
You talentless hack.
You know? You would be broke and you'd be a bum.
All right, Hunter, a famous street performer, what are you going
to
do?
Where to start? Now, you know what I think I would do? I've done it before. Magic, man. I know street magic. I've done it in a while.
Oh, great. We got another David Blaine over here. Fantastic.
You know, I'm telling you, it impresses people.
Are you going to be like, what's his face, Mind Freak, and you're going to have all the jewelry on and the black eyeliner?
Dye my hair black.
You know, you're going to
floating around.
You're going to wear a bandana and just impress all the chicks with your magic?
Geez, dude, yeah. I'm not going to go all goth. I can't stand Chris Angel because of that. At least David Blaine's like, it's
David. But you know what, David Blaine though is just
he'll kind of stare at you afterwards.
David Blaine and like his magic trick is not making it somehow not making people fall asleep while he's talking. It's unbelievable.
That's part of the show, dude.
I guess it is. Maybe that's what throws you off. That's right. What throws you off.
It puts you in a trance.
Yeah.
Look into my eyes. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Creeping me out, dude. David Blaine is awesome though. See that trick where he puts the rod through his bicep?
That's not magic, though. He's just stabbing himself. I feel like he just has a spot in his arm that he's done.
But he pulls it out. There's no hole. Does not bleed. Some people say he just did it a bunch of times and built up scar tissue.
That's what I'm saying. That's all.
But there's no hole. When he pulls it out, there's nothing there.
Maybe it's just a tiny...
I don't care if you have scar tissue or not. There's going to be something. A rod went through your bicep.
It's just, all it is like one of those like collapsible antennas. That's all it is.
Not though, because they have the celebrities like pull on it. They're like, dude, it is through his bicep.
Hunter,
both sides. I'm touching. It's insane.
As a magician, you should know that there's right now. Why don't you go grab a sharp rod and just see?
Dude, I know a lot of magic. I know a lot about it. I know what's going on, and I always kind of have a hunch. But dude, that one.
Why don't you
nothing?
Go find a sharp rod and try it on your neck. All right.
Hold on.
How'd Hunter die? He was trying to do that
to do
rod.
Through the temple.
He was trying to do that rod trick, you know, that David Blaine thing.
Yeah, dude.
You
does
could
he do
you,
it?
You I all joking aside, you have impressed me with some of your magic tricks. So I gotta say you'd probably do all right with that. You could also light farts on fire. You could do that.
Oh yeah, I forgot about this. See, I tell you, I got a lot of talent. I just have to eat a bunch of drink a bunch of milk.
That's the first act, is watching you chug a gallon of milk, and then about 15 minutes later, oh, everyone get ready for the finale.
No, it's like the coin disappearing trick. You know, I got the coin in my hand, but boop, you know, and a bunch of fire, and it's gone.
Do you have other ones other than lighting farts on fire and magic that you can do as a street performer?
I mean, yeah, I got bull whips. I got lasso.
Now, you're not any good at those, though.
I'm pretty good at the yo-yo.
Okay, yo-yo maybe, but you do bull whip, and you just bought the lasso, so I know for a fact you are not ready to street perform
yet.
Yeah,
need to practice
that
a little bit for sure.
You embarrass yourself. Embarrass yourself.
That's a talent over here. You know what I like to learn how to do? Ride a unicycle for some reason. My buddy's got one. I have no idea. I get on that thing, dude. Poof, face plant.
Which is surprising. You're fairly athletic. Is it?
I don't know. It's a weird one wheel thing. I don't know.
Unicycle for adults. I'm on Amazon again.
Oh, you know what? I can ride a wheelie on a wheelchair for like all day long.
Yeah,
I could just cruise around wheeling.
You know they got a 16-inch unicycle for $69 on Amazon.
Really?
You can do you can get one tomorrow, $99. 20-inch unicycle.
Dude, my buddy Justin's got one that's like 12 feet tall. That's no joke. He has to get on his roof to get on it. I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you doing it? He's a really good unicyclist.
It sounds like a good way to break your neck.
Definitely for me.
Yeah,
dude, that's high up.
Anybody, I don't care if you're super good at it. I mean, one wrong curb and you're dead.
You know, that's 12 like imagine feet. Sitting on a basketball rim. That's how high he is.
Yeah,
it's dangerous.
Brandon did message us too, real quick. He said Hunter would do henna tattoos and sell puka shell necklaces.
See, plenty of dude, I would be rich.
Yeah.
I would. I'd get in my Mercedes afterwards and drive away because I'd be making so much money.
All of your talents serve no purpose in the real world.
See, that's the point of street talent, though. That's what it is.
It is pointless. It has not prepared you at all for the... Now, if you were to go be a street performer, you'd be set. But all of this time that you've spent doing these things...
You want a henna tattoo? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't. I do not. I don't want an overpriced henna tattoo, all right? A henna tramp stamp. Let's take a break. 925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. If you were a street performer, how would you entertain people to make money? We'll have your answers when we get back. Stick around.
Rocks.
Well, good morning. 755, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Oh, your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Decatur and Benton Township. If you were a street performer, how would you entertain people to make money? Dance, monkey, dance.
Do something.
Do something funny. Would you? I'm bored here. I will say with this, though, if you've ever been to a place where there's a lot of street performers, like it's
Las
kind
Vegas.
Of like Las Vegas or... Sometimes you're like, all right, it's aggressive. Like, and then you feel bad. Like, you walk past, it's like, well, does this count as me watching it? Do I need to throw some money in there? Or, you know,
dude, I've seen some amazing stuff, though, in Vegas. There's a couple acts where you stand there for an hour. Like, oh my God, it's so tense. It was one where it was a crew of guys and they were just doing like flips and whatnot. But something about it, like, you see it online, you know, and but okay, he's just flipping around, he's doing a bunch. Dude, you see that live view, and you kind of see how high these guys get, and they're doing like triple backflip twist, blah blah blah. It's amazing. The human body should not be able to do that. I'm sorry.
Well, and then do it on the street without like all the fancy equipment and whatnot. You know? Yeah, it's impressive. No, there's you some really good one? Street performers. Yeah, for
another
sure.
One I absolutely love, what? And I'll sit there and watch it for hours. Street drummers.
Yeah.
Dude, those guys, they got the pots and the pans and the buckets. Just wailing on those things. And it's just, to me, I love the drums. That's my favorite thing in bands. I'll sit there and watch the drummer. I don't know why. I just love drums.
Because you like making noise for the sake of making noise.
Exactly.
That's why. Yeah,
exactly. But, dude, some of those street drummers. Oh
yeah, it's cool. And especially the sounds they make with that stuff. Yeah.
Right. Oh. Just random stuff. Like a grate. One guy had like a grate. One guy was hitting like a shopping cart. Jeez, dude, that's awesome.
Hunter's sitting there, just clapping like, yes, I love it.
This is great.
We got some great answers on Facebook. If you were a street performer, how would you entertain people to make money? Josh said, I would imitate Stewart's voice. Look what I can do. And then jump once and then run away. Well, you can't run away, though. You got to get money. Look what I can do. Look what I can do. God, what would you do if someone just ran up to you, did that quick, and then ran away? And then they came back Stewart. And be like, that'll be a dollar for that.
Oh, Stewart.
No.
Stewart.
I'm going to be honest with you. I never really liked that skit.
You didn't? One of the few good ones for Mad TV, in my opinion, but they didn't have a whole lot. Let's see. Jesse said, probably end up doing some jackass-like stunts and end up paying more in the ER than I would actually make in profit.
It's not talent of getting in a shopping cart and launching into a bush. Anybody can do that.
Anybody can do
it. Just saying.
But you're right. You gotta make sure you're charging enough to cover the medical bills, because I don't think street performer comes with insurance. I don't think that has insurance.
I was going to say, yeah, some of those stunts the jackass guys do. Oof.
This just looks painful. But hey, I mean, we paid to watch them do it. I mean, they're still technically doing it, you know, as a street performer. You know, they're just doing it on the big screen. I guess so. Maybe they took it up there. Took it up.
Like when Bam had that penis branded on his leg.
Oh my God. All over. Wasn't it on his ass first, and then like they just kept, because he kept moving?
He kept prodding him, dude, and it was like a hologram.
He had like a 3D penis brand.
Man.
Why don't we end with Ryan's answer? If he was a street performer, what would he do to make money to entertain people? He said, show my wife's butt. I don't know.
What?
I mean, hey, everyone.
Agree to that?
Check this out. It's just an ass. I don't know.
See, that's not a talent. That's not a talent that you have. You just got lucky.
Yeah. Now, your wife has a talent with that banging ass, with that dumb trunk of an ass, you know. But you, though, you're not going to make the profit. And then you have to split it with her, too.
What do you do? Sit there in a chair and just collect the money?
You just point at it with a laser pointer? Like, here, look at it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to make it a street performer, Hunter. I don't think we're going to do it. I don't think it's for us.
Keep your job, bro.
Yeah, keep your day job. Not even good at that one. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more coming up. Stick around.